today we're learning Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are at Rava Amar. The Gemara is going to bring. The Gemara had mentioned that there was a stira between two different sources about what ikur means. What it means to take oker of an animal. So when it comes to an animal that was bought at a yirid shalovit chavim, we say it means cut off the legs. Yet when it comes to an animal that was designated to have kedusha, that was a cherim and erech or something like that, so we said that it means lock it up. So how do we resolve that stira? So yesterday we had Abaye's answer. Now we have Rava Amar Mnesha Nira Kamatul Mumbakachim. The reason you can't make the behemah, you can't cut off the animal's legs, is because it looks like you're putting a mum in a hektish animal. Nira, says the Gemara, mum ma'alihu. What do you mean it looks like you're being matul mumbakachim? That is the very definition of being matul mumbakachim, by cutting off its legs. Says Gemara, no, hani mili bizmach mesimakshkayim da chazila krava. That idea of being matul mumbakachim, being asr min haTorah, is only when there was a Beis HaMikdash where the animal otherwise could have been used as a korban. But hashta delo chazila krava leslan ba. Now we don't have an isur min haTorah to be matul mum because it's not roi for a krava anyway. So now the Gemara asks on Rava, why does Rava say it's only asr midrabanan because it's near kamatul mum? V'lavi kamatul mum bebal mum. At least it should be considered like making a mum in an animal that's hektish, that's already a bal mum. Davkav delo chazila krava asr, even though it's already not roi la krava, it's still an isur min haTorah. It's still an isur daraisa to put an additional mum in the animal. So too bismanase. An animal that's not a bal mum at all, but is not roi la krava, because we simply don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it should be an isudar raisa to put another mum. So it says more bal mum, nihid lo chazi legufe, ledame chazi. No, an animal that's hegdish, that's already a bal mum, maybe cannot be used for a korban, but its value can be used for hegdish so long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. La fuke hacha, as opposed to behemas kachim nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, to lo ledame chazi v'lo legufe chazi, it's not roi for any sort of use for hegdish. And therefore, since it's not roi for any sort of hegdish use, there's not going to be an issa daraisa to put a mum into it. So main point over here is, Rava holds that the reason you can't cut off the legs of an animal that's hegdish is that it's a violation of being matal mum midirabanan. Because on a daraisa level, there would be no problem since there's no Beis HaMikdash anyway. So now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa with the statement of Rabbi Nassan that if you buy a behema at a yirid shalov de kuchavim, you have to be te'oker ha-behema, you have to cut off its legs. So the Gemara says, okay, and what do you do with an eved? So Ashkei, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Eloi, de kaya pischa de tzor, Rabbi Yonah found Rabbi Eloi standing by the entranceway to the gate of a city named Tzor. Amar leis, Rabbi Yonah said, katani, it says in the Braisa of Rabbi Nassan, behema te'oker. Good, so eved mai, what do you do with an eved that you bought at the Yerid? So Eved Yisrael, if the Eved is a Jew, law coming by leave, there's no Shaila that doing an Ikur would cause him to die, and that would be an Isserit Sikha, that would be terrible. Ki coming by leave, Eved Ovid Kochavim. What if the Eved himself is an Ovid Kochavim Mai? What's the din? Do you do Ikur in him or not? So Amalei, Rabbi Lai said to Rabbi Yonah, Mai coming by leave, I don't understand your Shaila. Tanya, there's a Braisa that's explicit about this, that you're not allowed to cause the death of an Ovid Kochavim. Maybe you wouldn't take them out of a bar if they fell into a bar, even if they might die sooner by being left there. But lo maridin, you're not allowed to chuck them into the bar, so you're certainly not allowed to cut their legs off. So katani, it says in the Braisa, you're allowed to buy from the Goyim on the day of the Yerid animals and servants and maidservants. So when it says Avadim Eved Yisrael, O Dilma Filo Eved Ovid Chavim, does that mean that you're only allowed to buy a Jewish slave, or does that mean even a non-Jewish slave? Amarle Mestavra Eved Yisrael, the Eved Ovid Chavim Lamai Mi Bayile. Probably it means an Eved Yisrael, because an Eved Ovid Chavim, what do you need it for? Meaning, what mitzvah is there in saving him, in buying him from the Ovdei Kochavim? Meaning, the whole heter over here was that you're being matzel miyadam. Well, why would there be a mitzvah to be matzel miyadam by Eved Ovid Kochavim? So it says Mark, Yasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Chutzlar, it's Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he said in him, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Hafilu Eved Ovid Kochavim, Mnesha Machniso, Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, that there is value even in buying an Eved, who's an Ovid Kochavim, because you are now bringing him under the Kanfei Ashchina, because now he's going to be Chayv in Mitzvahs, Ki Isha. Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says, if you can say the whole reason we allow buying an Eved is because you're bringing him Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, Atu Behema, Mai Machnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina Ika, why why then are you allowed to buy a behema? You know, behema doesn't come chayv in mitzvahs. Ela mishum mi'utaihu. So no, the reason you're allowed to buy a behema is you're lessening the assets of the Ovdei Kochavim by buying their assets, by buying up their assets. That's the great value of buying a behema. V'chanami, so you say the same thing by the Eved, the Mema'ati, Shari, that since you're being Mema'it their assets, that's why it's mutter. So we had a main point over here would be you're definitely not allowed to do te'oker on a behema on an eved, even if he's an Ovid Kochavim, but there's a machlokas whether there's a mitzvah to buy an eved who's an Ovid Kochavim in order to be matzal miyadam. Now the Gemara brings a story from the Amoraim who bought something at the Yerid, and based on that we learn a halacha about buying at the Yerid. Rabbi Yaakov Zavin Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov bought a shoe from a guy at the Yerid Shal Ovid Kochavim. Rabbi Yirmiya Zavin Pizza and Rabbi Yirmiya bought bread. So Amalei Chad L'Chavrei, one of the Amoraim said to the other one, he was wondering, how were you allowed to do what you just did? Yasma, you're acting like someone who's a Yasam who was never educated, didn't have parents to teach him better. Avad Rabcha Hachi, would your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, act like you just did to buy something at the Yerid where you're going to pay a tax to the Avodah Zarah? You're being Mahanan Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan held that such a thing as Asir. Amalei Idach, so the other one said to the other Amora, Yasma, Avad Rabcha Hachi, what are you looking at me for? Would your Rebbe have done such a thing? V'tarvayu mi balabai zavin. They both had an explanation for what they did. They both were buying just from a balabais, which is mutter, because he's not going to charge the tax anyway, and therefore you're not being mahana the avodah zarah at all. So why was each one criticizing the other one? Kol chad v'chad savor chavrai mitagar zavin. Each one thought that the other one was buying from a professional merchant. So Amar Rav Yab Rav Chia Barabba lo shanu ela b'lokech min atagar d'shakli michse minei b'lokech mi balabais lo shakli minei michse mutter, because like we said, you're allowed to buy from a balabais. You're only not allowed to buy from a tagar because he's going to be the one that collects the taxes. So the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Yochanan was around in our times in a place where they collect this tax, he would have asked even buying from balabais, because it happens to be that the metzius has changed and that even the balabatim charge tax. So then, if that's the case, how did these Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya, how were they allowed to buy by a balabais? It wasn't stam from balabais. It was from a balabais that's a balabais she'enu kavua, that's not a set, established balabais. So main point over here, that two Amoraim accused each other of having violated the Isser, of being mahana of the Kavim, but they didn't realize that each of them bought from a balabais she'enu kavua, from a balabais who was not established, and therefore we're not actually being mahana the Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah.